Welcome along to Afternoon on Three. Georgia Mann here with the music today. And as it's Thursday and it's 2 o'clock, it's time to settle yourself in the best seat in town for today's opera matinee, recorded back in January at Vienna's Resonanzenfestiva. You're about to hear Handel's little-known 1713 opera Lucio Cornelio Sylla, not to be confused, by the way, with Mozart's Lucio Sylla, which is about the same Roman tyrant, but a whole different ballgame. Little is known about the origins of this opera. It may only have been performed once in Handel's lifetime. In a printed edition of the libretto by Giacomo Rossi, there's a dedication to the French ambassador of the day, the Duc d'Aumont. So this story of a bloodthirsty, pretty unpleasant, very lecherous tyrant might well have been performed in his honour, which is a slightly undiplomatic choice of subject matter from Handel, if you ask me. But anyway, there's only three acts, and it opens with a triumphant Lucio Sylla returning to Rome after quashing a rebellion and overcoming his old enemy Mario, based on the historical Gaius Marius. Now, after much trumpeting of his glories, he proclaims himself dictator, and his wife Metella and the tribune Lepido voice their dismay. Then we meet Flavia, Lepido's wife, who tells of the dreams she's been having of late, foreseeing the dangers ahead for Rome. And we meet Celia, who is in love with the senator Claudio. The act draws to a close with Claudio confronting Sylla about his tyranny and vowing to topple him. Sonia Prina plays Sylla, Claudio is played by Martina Belli, Sanhe Im is Metella, Lepido is played by Vivica Genoux, Roberta Invernizzi is Flavia, and Celia is played by Francesca Lombardi-Mazzulli. Fabio Biondi conducts Europa Galante in Act 1 of Handel's Lucio Cornelio Sylla.
Thank you. questo popolo teo forma base al mio sogno. Roma, sole di fia, degna vergè. Quindi Lazio sappresti obbedir le mie leggi e in Campidoglio pieghi Roma i miei cenni. Il proprio orgoglio. Sì, nel vetro festeggiare. Nobile, che fede a te, che fida fantasmi portentosi, tornano i miei riposi, e che vedresti la patria incenerita per mantorre d'un mostro. Se mi fu la legge di Dio, se mi fu la legge di Dio. Thank you. Thank you. leggerai di suoi su questo foglio. E credi forse lo sia che questo ciato d'acqua
scrivi più mai delle guerriere squadre.
Io sosterrò per te pena di padre,
le prime ben saprò
meglio consiglia
e ti sarò sì signora.
Thank you.
The Roman tyrant Lucio Sylla refusing to hear the condemnation of Senator Claudio at the end of Act One of Handel's Lucio Cornelio Sylla. Well, our Sylla is really only just getting started on the villainy front. The second act opens with his wife Metella catching him in the act of an attempted seduction. It's not successful, I must add, of the beautiful Celia. And then Metella manages, having thwarted that, she sees Sylla moving his unwanted attentions to Flavia. He then ups the ante even further by sentencing Claudio to death, but not just any old death. This is death by being torn limb from limb by wild beasts. Well, thankfully, Metella comes to the rescue again with some judiciously used items of blood-soaked clothing, very resourceful she is, and manages to dupe her dastardly husband, who finishes this act by rushing off to quell yet another rebellion. So here is, then, the second act of Handel's Lucio Cornelio Sylla.
Flavia, signor, la tua grandezza, a mir sopeto il mondo mai, quanto e vada, mi sei perdor vicino, quindi anch'io, la tua gloria, un inchino. Anzi la tua bellezza
servitù non la vulga e vile il dono
merda gloria maggiore
nel mio sposo mi ricevi
non nel mio cuore
accetti non graditi
ascolta cara trionfi di quest'alma con quel vago sembiante
stella moglie latina arte davanti qual scuola in mezzo al mondo e sarà segno ai turni di vita sempre costante costante qual scuola in mezzo al mondo e sarà segno ai turni di vita sempre costante. Sono sicuro di voi, ai turni di voi, sempre costante.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh,
ceppo. Ora, ammo costorsi angustoditi in due carceri orrenti.
Cedi, o caro, e dal cielo soccorso attendi.
Thank you.
corri al tuo signore,
al furore che trae
la tua salvezza.
Come?
Il mario insorge e empia fazione contro di te.
La morte dell'indegno scabro eseguisci, io corro a recidere col ferro di troppo terra.
Da fretta, o scabro, ed ambedue gli innocenti a me conduci.
Second act of Handel's Lucio Cornelio Sylla, ending as the tyrant Sylla marches off to quell a rebellion. Well, while he's busy quelling, his wife Metella has released his unjustly imprisoned enemies Lepido and Claudio. Sylla, of course, doesn't know anything about that, and he torments their respective beloveds with tales of their gruesome deaths. But Sylla is, you'll be pleased to know, very close to his comeuppance now. As the opera draws to an end, he boards a boat leaving Rome, but then in truly operatic style, he's shipwrecked, but manages somehow to swim to an island, all of which is conveniently witnessed by his wife. Well, ever the pragmatist, Metella then jumps in a boat and rows out to her shipwrecked tyrant of a husband. But back in Rome, Claudio and Lepido are rallying their fellow Romans to rise up against Sylla. Just then, though, Mars, the god of war, arrives, on a cloud, of course, to get everything back in order. A repentant Sylla then appears, a totally changed man who apologises to everyone and announces his retirement from dictatorship for a quieter state in the country. And it is all ending in rejoicing, of course. So here is the final act of Handel's Lucio Cornelio Sylla.
Io Dio non sposo, perché per te respiro e vita e libertà, lascia che io scelga con l'amore che mi segna dall'occhio.
Thank you.
Claudio, io provo Il mio cor di grande amore, voi soldati. fascino,
lo sguardo non mi nega.
Sole di vendetta, io ardo. Barbaro del mio sposo, rende ragione.
Egna tu,
forse innanzi Elise.
Come mai ce lo plaghi un tanto orgoglio?
Avrò sempre per te petto di scoglio, soffiante madre cini, questa misera vita mi fa che l'alma si concede al mio bene.
Lieto fato or suo, ma si contiene.
Destin feroce, assistete, sopparrete, son miei, esaudite i vuoti miei.
Stringo
happy ending of sorts as the tyrant Lucius Sylla agrees to a quiet life in retirement, bringing today's opera matinee Handel's Lucia Cornelio Sylla to an end. Fabio Biondi conducted Europa Galante. Sonia Prina played Sylla. Claudio was Martina Belli. Sanhae Im was Metella. Lepido was played by Vivica Jeannot. Roberto Invernizzi was Flavia. Celia was played by Francesca Lombardi Mazzulli. And Luca Titotto was Mars in that recording, made in January at Vienna's Resonanzen Festiva. And if you enjoyed that, you will very, very definitely not want to miss Saturday's Opera on Three, which is Monteverdi's Coronation of Poppea, a tale of seduction, adultery and treason. Andrew McGregor will be here at 6 o'clock on Saturday evening with that performance. You're listening to Afternoon on Three with me, Georgia Mann. It is very rapidly approaching 4 o'clock, and we will move from ancient Rome to Cardiff now and return to our focus on performances from the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. Here they are in a performance at Hodnot Hall of the first surviving orchestral music written by perhaps the most gifted British composer lost in the Great War, George Butterworth. This is his two English idylls for orchestra.
Thank you.
Music based on folk songs collected in Sussex by George Butterworth, his two English idols for orchestra. They were performed by the orchestra we've been featuring all this week here on Afternoon on Three, the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, and they were conducted by Chris Russman. Well, we will stay with them in Cardiff's Hoddenott Hall now for a piece by the contemporary British composer Peter Dickinson. He layers different musical styles to create a really distinctive sound. He once said, ever since hearing live performances of Charles Ives in New York in the late 1950s and first meeting John Cage there, I have been interested in the effect of hearing different types of music simultaneously. Well, we will hear now the orchestral version of Dickinson's 1969 piece, Five Diversions.
Thank you.
Clark Rundell conducted the BBC National Orchestra of Wales in that performance at Cardiff's Hodnot Hall of Peter Dickinson's Five Diversions. And you will be able to hear them live in concert from that very hall here on Afternoon on Three tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And they will be joined then by the new generation artist, trombonist Peter Moore. So I thought we'd hear from him now as we bring the programme to a close this afternoon. This is music by the early 20th century French composer and organist Alexandre Guimond. He was the organist at La Trinité Church in Paris for 30 years, and he was known for his very virtuosic improvisations. He toured extensively both here and in the US, and he gave 40 recitals on the largest organ in the world at the time, the St. Louis Exposition Organ. Well, there's no organs in earshot right now. We're going to hear his Morceau Symphonique.
Thank you.
an arrangement of Alexandre Guillemot's Morceau Symphonique. The trombonist was Peter Moore and the pianist was James Baillieu. And you can hear Peter Moore live tomorrow here on Afternoon on 3 at 2 o'clock when he joins the BBC National Orchestra of Wales for music by Mio and Takamitsu.
Discover four centuries of opera this autumn with a grand tour through the major cities of Europe. New films, documentaries and performances explore the significance of this remarkable art form. Opera season across the BBC, on radio, television and online. Begins with Monteverdi's The Coronation of Poppea on Saturday at 6 here on BBC Radio 3.
Well, that's all we've got time for today. Penny Gore will be here tomorrow, but right now it's 4:30, time for In Tune with Sean Rafferty.
It is, and a very good afternoon to you. King Arthur comes to our aid today. Well, less personal and Dryden song, but with words fit for our stricken times. We have words for National Poetry Day too, and as this year's Voice of Black Opera competition launches, we have two outstanding previous winners performing for us in this studio, and one of the most exciting of the young string quartets. A little tartini first, well, it is tea time. Violin transcribed for flute, new recording from Alexis Kosenko and his Ambassadeur.